Welcome to the Money Tree Real Estate Investor Podcast, where we learn from real estate professionals across the industry. They will share about how they got into real estate, the big wins they have celebrated, the mistakes they have made along the way, and the advice they have for anyone following in their footsteps. Money really does grow on trees.
Hey everybody, it's William Hollins here for another episode of the Money Tree Real Estate Investor Podcast. I've got a great guest today. He's pretty young. He's the first teenager that we've had on the show, and his name is Weston Walker. Weston, it's great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. So I know you're a teenager still, but already done great things and, you know, on a good path. You know, you've got a lot of wisdom and you've got surrounding yourself with a lot of great people. So where are you from?
I'm from Peoria, Illinois, but I'm currently actually going to Arizona in the fall. So that's, you know, I'm going to Grand Canyon University, which is a great school in Phoenix, Arizona. I was fortunate to receive a full scholarship there for 4 years. So really excited for that. I've actually been living in Arizona during the winter for the past 4 years or so. But I've been from Peoria, Illinois my whole life, and I'm really excited to start this new journey.
That's so awesome. Congratulations on getting that scholarship. That's a blessing.
Thank you so much.
Definitely, man. So what's your background? I know you've been an entrepreneur most of your life, so we've got that in common.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I mean, right now I'm 19 years old. I mean, I guess you could say I'm a former child. So I don't have too much of a background. But I've been an entrepreneur since I was in middle school. You know, I've sold golf balls, went in the woods and listed them on Facebook. I started there, you know, sold shoes, other items on Amazon, eBay, et cetera, and just trying to make money in any way possible. I also started a business that teaches other people how to resell items like I did, which, you know, it was $60 a month for the members there. And I scaled that to $3,000 per month in revenue. I eventually sold that business after about 2 years of running it. And then I also helped my dad buy a fourplex in my hometown of Peoria, Illinois. And then I recently raised capital for a deal in Tempe, Arizona, which is 112 units. So really just trying to be a sponge at this age. And I really have big goals and really want to do big things.
Definitely, man. So let's roll right into the goals. So in the short term, you know, you'll be starting college in the fall. I know you're going to be working really hard, making good grades. You know, before you get to college, like, what's the next 3 months look like?
So the next 3 months, I think I mentioned that I'm a golfer. I'm trying to make it on tour. So the next 3 months or so is summertime. You know, it's game time. Trying to prepare as much as I can for the tournaments coming up. So I have really, you know, big qualifiers like the USAM. I'm trying to do well in those. Trying to build my scores up, build my rankings to be able to qualify for bigger tournaments. And it's been a big dream my whole life to make it on the PGA Tour. So trying to build that, build my rankings up to try to be in these bigger tournaments, play better, be more consistent. So my goals for the next 5 years or so, I do have this small window of time that I can use to try to make it in golf. I'm raising capital on the side for real estate. I don't know if you've heard of Arnold Schwarzenegger and his story behind how he got into bodybuilding, but actually he got started in real estate and used the funds that he made from real estate to actually fund his bodybuilding career. So that's kind of my plan to make money through real estate to fund my golf career, because it's not the cheapest sport out there. So trying to do this on the side, and also, you know, I do have this small window of time that I can try and make it in golf. And that's been a dream my whole life, and I'm passionate about it. I'm also passionate about real estate, so it's a win-win situation.
Definitely. I thought where you were going to go with that is you said you were going to use your real estate funds to go into bodybuilding if golf didn't work out.
Not yet. Only 190 pounds right now.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. I've been working out a little bit myself. I've gained 7 pounds of muscle so far this year and
attaboy.
Since February, so I'm pretty excited about that.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Man, I did a little bit of research. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you won state in golf in Illinois, did you not?
I did. So I went to a school called Peoria Christian School freshman year. I only went there for a semester and then transferred to online school to gain more flexibility in terms of golf schedule and also business that I was doing at the time. So I went there for a semester. They had the state tournament in the fall. And then I won state as a freshman by one stroke, which was very exciting. I birdied five out of the last six holes to win by one. And it was a run. You know, I didn't do good up until the second day, the back nine. But I was really excited about that. And that really kickstarted my golf career. You know, I've been in golf since I was young. But that really put my name out there. And I've also been in tournaments like the U.S. Junior Am, which I compete with kids from around the world. And that's a lot bigger than the state tournament. I was hitting next to a guy on the range. I think he was from Japan or China, something like that. But he ended up winning the tournament. I think it was a 6-day event. So two rounds of match play or two rounds of stroke play. And then four days of about 36 holes a day. If you keep making it. So it's a run if you keep, you know, if you keep shooting well, beating your opponents. I shot pretty average, not as good for me, and I missed the cut. But looking to get in a similar tournament this year called the USAM and do good there. So really excited for the summer.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. So what's your current amateur ranking?
I think it's around 160. I have to check. You know, it changes so fast because, especially in the summer, you know, kids pass and fall behind. But I think around 160 in the world.
Wow, that's incredible, man. That's really awesome. You know, and I think one thing. So I'm not very good at golf. I took one semester of golf in college, and of the limited amount of rounds that I've played. I literally almost got a hole in one time. I was like this far away from getting a hole in one. So that's like my premium golf story that I can hang my hat on.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. You know, I've never gotten a hole in one. And I've been playing golf since I was three. And, you know, I talk to these people, these people that barely play golf and they have multiple hole in ones. I'm like, what's going on here? But yeah, it's a very hard sport where you have to consistently work at it. And I've applied some of the lessons I've learned in golf to business. Number one is consistency, you know, being consistent in your daily work, doing the things that really move the needle instead of things that don't. Like, for example, in golf, you don't work 2 hours a day on flop shots because you barely have those. You know, if you put that in a business sense, you don't spend 2 hours a day scrolling on LinkedIn or doing things that don't really move the needle. So it's kind of like the 80-20 principle that business people talk about, you know, spend 80% of the time doing things that really move the needle, or 20% of the activities that you do really move the needle and put yourself in a better position in the future.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, you know, and I'm relatively new to my investing and real estate career. I've got a background in commercial construction management, and I've managed about $20 million on a 26-story skyscraper. But, you know, one thing that I realized is, like, early on, just trying to, like, get my name out there, like, I was, you know, writing, like, every single day on LinkedIn. And, like, I think that's something that could be valuable for me long term. But right now, like, the thing that I need to focus on is I need to find deals. You know, and like me, like messaging people on LinkedIn and all that stuff is just not, you know, moving the needle the way that it needs to right now.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely specific for each person, and you have to find those items in your schedule that really move the needle. I mean, it's fine to be on LinkedIn or social media, but schedule that in a certain part of your day where it doesn't distract you from what you're doing.
Passive investors in real estate are able to receive a check every month. Some people call that mailbox money. We say money really does grow on trees. Visit the website at biggerpictureholdings.com, where we have a ton of free resources to help you learn more about planting your very own money tree.
So I'd love to talk a little bit more. I know before the show we talked about money, you know, money as a resource, and both of us, you know, we're connected because we are believers in Jesus. And we love business. We love real estate. We're both like entrepreneurial in our mindset. But money, you know, in and of itself is neither good nor bad. You know, it can be a great blessing. We can use it to help other people, or we can use it for ourselves. So I'd love to just hear your take on money and, you know, how you try to utilize it.
Yeah. So like the Bible says, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil. I actually had someone say, you know, you shouldn't be pursuing money that much because money's the root of all evil. And I corrected them. I said, the love of money is the root of all evil. And if you take that approach and not be greedy with money, and it's fine to desire money if it's for a good thing. You know, money can be used for good and bad purposes. So I think as believers, we have to use steward our money in the best way possible to make an impact for the kingdom. So it's our duty to invest wisely. We invest in real estate. Other people might invest in the stock market, but just getting different views on how we can grow our money the best and steward it the best for ourselves, our families, and the people we love.
Absolutely, man. And I completely agree with you. You know, money is just a resource. It's just like our time, our relationships, our money, our skill sets, our gifts. You know, all of those things are given to us by God, and they're all good things. But it's up to us to steward those things well and to utilize what we're given to bring glory to God.
Sure. Yeah, money can be, it can make a big impact on the world. I mean, there's so many charities out there that we can help kids from other countries. I just, you know, I was at an event and the speaker was speaking on his charity, and it cost $2.63 to take full care of an extremely poor child in a foreign country. And us Americans, that's like a cheeseburger from McDonald's. And
yeah,
if we really desire money and think big, we can do big things for this world and impact other people's lives. So I think it's your inside desires for money that really impact how you use it.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And, you know, one thing that I think about is, like, one of my prayers is, like, I just want what God wants to give me. Like, if he wants me to be poor my entire life, you know, and use other gifts that I have, like, that's what I want. You know, if he wants to give me, you know, a lot of resources, a lot of money, like, I want to just be able to, like, use that for him, you know? Sure. So I think that just takes the pressure off myself. Like, I'm not super focused on money. It's just like, I'm just going to focus on, like, serving him first.
Yeah, it can definitely be used for something good. I personally believe that we should be thinking big, as big as possible. You know, I'm trying to build the largest alternative asset management company in the world. That's just something I dream of, and I think it'll help, you know, the projects that we work on, different charities, all the employees, myself and my family, and everyone involved. I think business is something we can use as a gift to others.
Completely agree with you, man. I am seeking to build a $1 billion real estate portfolio myself. So just taking little steps at a time, and super excited to see where that goes.
That's awesome.
Yes, sir. Well, man, I got two last questions for you. So I know you got the scholarship and you're really good at networking. You know, what are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned so far? And, you know, how do you apply those to business, to your relationships, to golf? Love to get that take.
Yeah, there's so many different lessons that I've learned through books, talking to people like yourself, and really just trying to be a sponge to everything that's around me. I'd say networking is the biggest thing in the real estate industry. For people that have different jobs, it's going to be specific to them. And you just really have to find out what really moves the needle, like we talked before. For me, that's networking, because I'm a capital raiser. We have to know as many people as possible. They have to trust us. We have to build credibility. And so I think networking is number one. And at the same time, we have to think big. So like you said, you're trying to build a $1 billion portfolio of real estate. And that's an extremely big goal. And I think we can really use that to serve God's kingdom and use it for good.
That's awesome, man. I agree. What's your biggest accomplishment so far?
I'd say raising capital for the multifamily deal in Tempe, Arizona. Also getting the scholarship was very incredible. That took a big burden off my family. You know, my dad's a fireman, and we We were really excited about that. So raising capital for a deal at 18 years old was a very humbling experience. I talked to hundreds of people, got hundreds of rejections, and it was tough. I had people not even listen to me. They thought I was joking. Someone stole my phone. I don't know. But now they see, hey, this is working for investors that are getting cash flow. The group that you're working with is legit. So really just trying to build my credibility one step at a time.
Yeah, it's all about, leveraging other people's skills. And that's one of the great things about passive investing. You're not only leveraging your money, but you're leveraging other people's talents, other people's teams, other people's market expertise. And it makes so much sense. I'm passively invested as well as actively investing. So I think it's a great way to go.
Yeah. And at my age, it's extremely important to leverage other people's experiences. Obviously, if you do have experience, you leverage that. But in my personal situation, I have to leverage other people to make things happen.
Yes, sir. Well, Weston, how can people get in contact with you?
So they can get in contact with me on LinkedIn. They can also email me at weston@westrockequity.com.
Awesome. It's been a pleasure to get to know you better, Weston, and excited to follow your journey.
Awesome. Thank you so much, William.
Like and subscribe below. A new episode will air every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Are you looking for more content? Visit our website, biggerpictureholdings.com. And remember, money really does grow on trees.